KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Is almost deafening in the studio today. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and today we have the returning champions from last year's Black Pot Festival.
The winners,
absolutely. Winners of the music contest, not the cooking contest. They have yet to prove their skills with cooking.
Hey, next year, baby.
But they're going to cook some in the studio today. And people, really, if you ever needed a reason to support KRVS, this is it, baby. We bring you live music. We bring you international stars to our little station. To our little town of only 125,000 people. Every single one of them listening right now, live online. So, now that we've established our theme for this week, which is no theme, it's Los Tex-Maniacs Day. As a matter of fact, it's Los Tex-Maniacs Weekend. And you guys, you think you had a party last year. It was a pretty good party last year.
It was beautiful, awesome. Man. It was awesome.
But this year is going to really be off the bato.
That is so cool, man. You know, celebrating a festival, man, like the Black Pot is really cool. And then to know that the music part of it is... it's from some good friends of mine, you know.
Aw, that kind of warms our heart.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
So what I want to do right now for the people that can't see us in the studio, we have all four Tex-Maniacs in the studio today. Two of them will be playing. Two of them are here for emotional and moral support. And we have Noel Hernandez on the bass.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Very nice to meet you and see you.
Likewise.
And we have the fabulous Flying Baca brothers also in the studio. Actually, we have Max Baca on the bajo sexto.
Hello, Raj.
And we have his sterling nephew, man of many children. We have Josh Baca on the accordion.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Hey. We also have Chaz Justice, one of the curators of the Black Pot Festival.
Watch out.
Is that a right word, curator?
Curator.
Creator.
He is one of the creators of the Black Pot Festival. And this year is an extremely special Black Pot Festival because it's going to be the last Red Stick Ramblers gig ever.
Wow. Why? Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Chaz obviously didn't know it either. He's got a worried look on his face.
I'm going to get paid. What are you talking about?
What are you going to do for work now, buddy?
I'm going to get a real job.
Oh, no. Anyway, we thought we'd just wing it today and have the guys play some tunes in the studio and talk a little bit about the kind of music that they play, and which is something that's near and dear to our hearts because, you know, the accordion is kind of like an outlaw instrument everywhere in the United States except for Texas and Louisiana. And that's why we can relate to this type of music down here because we're kind of like cousins in the musical family here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Max, if you could tell the people, I know we did this last year, but not everybody remembers from last year, but if we could tell them a little bit about what Tejano music is, what the difference is, Norteño music,
Tex-Mex,
et cetera, et cetera.
Sure, man. Well, it's pretty much what I would say Tex-Mex music, you know, and that's pretty much the label of it, Tex-Mex. You know, later on they call it Tejano, and if you look what Tejano means, it means Texan. Tejano is Texan, so pretty much it's Tex-Mex music, you know, Texas Mexican border music, you know, and more I would say Tex-Mex is the proper word. Texas music, you know, because back at the turn of the century when the Germans and the Czechs settled in Texas, they brought over the button accordion, and there was some guys that were from Texas, particularly Flaco Jimenez's dad, Santiago Jimenez Sr., along with Narciso Martinez from South Texas. And they were the first, some of the first, and I would imagine there was maybe a few more, but maybe never got recognized or whatever. But these were the guys that pretty much were pioneered this type of music by hearing it influenced from the Germans. And then what we did was, because back then it was all instrumentals, man. They would play, you know, just the polkas, waltzes, shadishes, mazurkas. And later on, we incorporated the bajo sexto, and that's the instrument that I play. It's a 12-string guitar with bass strings and guitar strings. So that was, and it was designed to take the place of the left-hand side of the accompaniment part of the accordion. So when the Germans would when they would play, they would you know play something like you know. Yeah, the oompa sound. So the bajo sexto took the place of that. And then we created our own style, our own sound, called the Tex-Mex, you know,
right.
Conjunto. That's what they called it back then, Tex-Mex Conjunto. Later on, as the music evolved, you know, incorporated more instrumentation into the, you know, the times change and so forth. And later on, then they started adding
upright
drum sets and
horn
sections, saxophones, trumpets, whatever, keyboards later on, you know. And they started calling it Tejano Texan music. You know?
Triangles.
but it was always the core of Tex-Mex conjunto music is the accordion and the bajo sexto. They're the brothers, you know. That's kind of like in Cajun, the accordion and the
fiddle.
Yeah, you know. So you have those two instruments together, man. That's just what makes it, you know. And we're so happy to be here for the
not as happy as we are to have you here.
Blue
man.
Moon and the Black Pot, you know. And I guess what we're gonna call it is we're gonna call it Little Tex-Mex Gumbo, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, we're gonna have some fun.
Yeah.
See, people don't realize we're taping the show. This is actually Thursday. Our show goes on Friday at 3, but we're taping the show. And by the time you hear this, you've already been to the Blue Moon see the Tex-Maniacs for the kickoff party.
Gotcha.
So I don't want anybody out there in Radio Land to be in a time warp.
Gotcha.
They are live in the studio, but, you know, kind of backspaced by a couple of hours.
Right. We're a little jet lagged.
Yeah. So gotcha. I could say, it's Friday afternoon, it's 3. We saw Tex-Maniacs last night, and they blew the roof off the joint, but we already know that's going to happen.
Oh, man.
And they're going to play their little show with The Preservation, which you also saw last night, being that it's really Friday.
Right.
I'm starting to get a little confused.
Well, you know, going back to where the music came from, to answer your question, it came from the Germans, the settlers, and the Czechs, the Polish, you know, brought the accordion.
The same people that brought the accordion to Louisiana.
Yes, absolutely. So you asked about the difference between Tex-Mex
music
what do
they
and
call
norteño.
It? Some, yeah, norteño.
Okay.
Norteño or
norteño, yes.
Norteño.
Yeah, that's just the ñ, norteño.
Over the end.
No, not
right.
Yeah, norteño. So norteño music is primarily, it's from Mexico, okay? So we're, Texas is, of course, north of Mexico. So the cats from Mexico were hearing Narciso Martinez and hearing the Tex-Mex sound, right? So they said, hey, that's pretty cool. So they started playing, you know, but they incorporated, instead of, you know, the bajo sexto, of course they had the bajo sexto too, but they incorporated a saxophone and with their accordion. So they would play these beautiful harmonies, you know, accordion and saxophone harmonies, and really, right. really nice. So they incorporated norteño because they were hearing the music of the north, norteño, the northern. That's what norteño means, northern. So they were hearing la música del norte, the music of the north, which was us, you know. And of course, mariachi music was created in Mexico, of course. So, but yeah, it's definitely started in Texas. You know, all this music started in Texas, so Tex-Mex music, conjunto music, and then
right.
spread out through Mexico, and where the guys from Mexico started playing it, incorporated there, so they would be different too, you know.
Right.
Like we were different adding the bajo sexto from the Germans, they're different adding the saxophone, you know, and calling it norteño music. Because right. otherwise, I mean, you don't see a Tex-Mex guy playing accordion and bajo with a sombrero.
Right.
You know?
It's like the difference between Cajun music and Zydeco music.
There you go.
They're
yes.
cousins, but
yeah.
they approach it differently.
Right, right. There you go. Yeah, perfect example. Perfect example.
Thank you, Professor Baca.
You got it.
So this year it's going to be really special because Los Tex-Maniacs are playing Saturday night of the festival. And if you've never been to Blackpot starts Friday evening. And the music goes from, what, about 6 o'clock, Chaz?
Five.
The music starts at 5 and ends at midnight. And then people are camping out on the campgrounds, and there's all kinds of jams going on. And then it starts up again on Saturday at noon. Or whenever anybody gets out of their tent and wakes up after recovering from Friday night. And then the music goes all the way to midnight. And now this year, not only do we have our returning champions, Los Tex-Maniacs, coming back, but they're bringing two really, really special guests
mm-hmm.
with them. And do you want to tell them who those special guests are?
Sure. Ozzy Osbourne and – I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ozzy Osbourne on the C-sharp accordion.
Ozzy Osbourne and Sting.
C-sharp accordion?
Yeah. Well, Sting called about 15 minutes ago. He said he couldn't make it, but I think they were sending this skinny guy.
There's a skinny guy from San Antonio, Texas.
He's very flaco.
Yeah, there's a skinny guy, and then there's another cat with a big, long ponytail. You know? But, no, man, we're very honored to, you know, like, again, you know, we want to thank Chaz and Glenn Fields and all the guys, man. You know, for bringing us back this year, you know, it's really cool, man. I'm, you know, to like I said, to be up and hanging out with my brothers, man. You know, so some new amigos, man. That we say they're you know, they're from the barrio with us, man. So
well, you know that we really missed you. You
thanks,
can tell
man.
By our smiling faces.
But so we're, you know, honored to be here for the first part, man. But then they asked us, can you guys play again? And we said, man, we would love to, but. Man, we're going to bring a couple of guests with us, and we have a couple of special guests. Flaco Jimenez.
Woo!
Five-time Grammy Award winner, Flaco Jimenez, going to play with us, going to sit in with us. And from the Texas Tornadoes, Augie Myers.
Augie Myers.
The famous...
The legendary
Vox organ player, man, from, you know, back in the 60s and, you know, from
Sir Douglas Quintet.
Quintet, yeah.
Doug Sound Band.
Yes.
Texas Tornadoes.
Correct, man. And he's the originator.
Also played with, on many people's records.
He played with Dylan, man. He played with Bob Dylan.
He's on the Time Out of Mind album.
Yeah.
And I think Bob called him his brother.
Yeah. From another mother.
A brother from another mother.
Yeah.
But
yeah, man, that's...
We steal everything from Bob Dylan. He doesn't steal anything from anybody. So, now that we're talking a little bit and we're all warmed up...
A little bit.
Why don't we play another tune?
Sure, man.
For the people out there to whet their appetite for Saturday night, which is really going to be off the chain. Because after the Tex-Maniacs play, it's going to be the Red Stick Ramblers' last gig. Poor Chaz, he's going to have to start mowing lawns.
I'm going to start working at Johnson's
Boucle here. Oh, but, that's a good job for you, actually.
I'll never forget last year, man. When
you can become the sausage king of Lafayette.
When they played last year, right? When you all played last year at the festival with the Black Pot. I'll never forget. We just got off stage, and I was talking to Roger on the side, you know, and we had a few drinks, you know, and having a good time, and then man, it just kicked right into gear, man, and Chaz and the guy started playing. Let me tell you, boy, and then it was on.
We don't want
man.
To tell the people why me and Josh are laughing, but yeah, it kicked in all right.
Yeah, you know the emotions of the music and all that, you know. But it was really cool, man. And I'll tell you.
And that was your first time seeing the Red Stick Ramblers.
Well, you know, I think we had played with them before, right? We had played with you. Wasn't it in Boston or what was it? That Bangor, Maine, wasn't it?
Sure, it wasn't one of those other Rambler bands.
It might have been the other Rambler
Lost Bayou Ramblers.
Might have been. Maybe my bad.
The California Ramblers.
Maybe so, but. But Chaz and the guys played, man, and it was – you guys were just on it, man. You guys just were nailing it, man. And I mean, for me to get out on the dance floor, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I was out on the dance floor, man, having a great time. And
I saw you out there. Your moves were pretty good, too.
So hopefully –
You know, in Louisiana, we have the best dancers in the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, those Texas two-steppers, they can do the two-step, but –
But not like a Louisiana two-step, man.
That's right. It's got a little bit of
They got that bounce, man. They got that bounce.
So what are we going to play next?
Let's do, you know, right now we're just going to do some instrumentals. We just celebrated my birthday on Monday.
Ah, happy birthday.
Thank you. And for some reason, man, you know, just this is one of those time of the years, you know, it's getting the weather changing in Texas, you know, and around the world, I guess, and just ended up getting a bad cold.
We're going to cure that. We're absolutely going to cure that this year. We got stuff for that.
Oh, great, man.
Don't worry. By Saturday night, you're going to be gold.
So my singing right now, it might not be, you know, up to par, but...
it's a hell of a lot better than mine. But
we will definitely play some music, man, and, you know...
Well, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. And I might be losing my voice, but I have Los Tex-Maniacs in the studio to help me out today. And we're going to play something for you right now. Here we go. Thank you. The boys are starting to warm up a little bit. What was the name of that tune, Max?
That's the song is that in it's called Una Tarde en Alamo. It means a night at the Alamo.
Very nice.
It's one of the first polkas.
When's Josh going to learn how to play the accordion?
Well, we've been trying to get him, keep him in gear here.
Well, it really sounds like he's coming along.
Yeah, ever since that he got together backstage with the Red Stick Ramblers.
Yes. Blake Miller.
Was it Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Blake Miller.
Yeah, and they were backstage jamming Cajun out, man. Genius. And Josh is just he's been into Cajun music then, and just the Cajun accordion, and you know he's.
Well, listen, buddy, Blake's been waiting for you all year for this.
That's Mexican-Cajun. Mexican-Cajun.
Mexican-Cajun. We just coined a new term, a new genre of music, Mexican-Cajun music, provided by Los Tex... How do you say Los Tex-Maniacs in French? Chaz.
The Tex-Maniacs?
Los Tex-Maniacs. Yeah. So now I really can't wait for Saturday night at Black Pot. And for all you listeners out there that don't know about the Black Pot Festival, this has been going on since the first one was in 2006, I believe. I'm asking Chaz, the guy who put it together. He has no idea. Were you there last year, Chaz?
I don't know. They tell me I was.
He was there.
Yeah. He was ever present.
He just, you know, he got on stage and gave me that look, like that wink, and they just kicked it off, man. It was great, man.
But I want everybody to know, everybody's coming in in RVs this year, that all the RV spots are taken. Because I think last week on my show, I misstated that fact. So don't bring your RVs. You can bring your little vans and park in a camping area. There's going to be tents.
The armadillo.
And music and cooking.
The armadillo.
Yeah. Now, last year, Max, we were talking about, you had a recipe that involves some green hatch chilies.
Oh, yes, man.
So we want to talk some food now. We want
to
know.
Yeah, I wanted to get into it this year, but you know what? Hopefully for next year, and I want to enter the Black Pot and definitely stir up some of my green chili stew in New Mexico style. Ooh. And that it consists of green chilies from New Mexico. You know, it's a whole different world. You know, so
real chili.
spicy.
We know you're really a busy man. You're on the road a lot, and but we really look forward to you to cooking next year. We already know you can play music, but
right. But
if you really want to be our bros, you gotta show us what you can do with the pot.
I know how to cut onions if you need some help.
That's right. We have the chief onion cutter for the Black Pot Festival with us today. Former Red Stick Rambler. Well, you're not former till Sunday.
Not yet.
But we still have the Revelers, folks, which is nine-tenths.
And, you know, we got...
You saw them last year, didn't you?
Oh, yes. And we're doing some gigs in San Antonio, I think, next month, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to be...
Look out, everybody in San Antonio. Yeah. You have no idea what kind of party is coming your way.
And the cool place that we're playing at, it's called the Texas Pride Barbecue, and it's... You know, my favorite barbecue place in all of Texas.
Wow.
And it's a music pavilion too, man. So they have a really cool stage in the seating area. It's really cool, man. So
they got a tattoo shop there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place, man. It's pretty unique.
Is that where you got your tattoo, Josh?
I've gotten some of it done there, but a bunch of different people.
Texas is unique. In a unique state, man. It's probably the only state that you can go and say, hey, my name's Billy Bob Martinez, you know? So
you're originally from New Mexico, though, right?
Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, man. Born and raised. My father was an accordion player. He pioneered a music, which they call today chicken scratch music. And he was one of the pioneers of that music, because I remember as a kid playing with my dad. I was, you know, I started off when, you know, 5 years old, but by the time I was, I guess, nine, I was my dad's bass player. But I remember at the young age, man, going to play with my dad. He would play to the Native Indian, you know, some of the different jamaicas and fiestas that they'd have, you know, and some of the reservations and stuff. And before you know it, man, these guys, they started playing music, you know, but it's weird because it's accordion and the same songs, but it's no vocals, so they don't sing. It's right. Just all instrumentals, but it's called chicken scratch music. And you can find it on YouTube and stuff too. It's
for us non-Mexicans living in America, we first heard, I mean, when I was a kid, I first heard that kind of music through Ry Cooder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the name of the record was Chicken Skin Music.
That's
Chicken
right.
Skin Music.
That's one of my favorite all-time albums.
And that's what introduced us all to Flaco.
Yeah. He'll have to go.
That record, like in the early 70s.
72, man. Yeah.
And then Flaco was on that Doug Somm record called... Doug Somm and Band. Also, Augie Myers was on that record as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were...
Was Bob Dylan on that too? And Dr. John and...
Oh, yeah. Dr. John, yeah. Bob Dylan. Who else? Lots of people I can't remember. But
those a collaboration of different great musicians, man.
Main ones. So...
And speaking of great musicians, man...
Are we at the halfway point yet in there in the studio? Can any of you guys hear me that don't have headphones on? But I want to tell everybody, I think we're about the halfway mark, and you're listening to KRVS, 88.7 on your FM dial. This is Freetown Radio. We come to you every Friday at 3. And, you know, Freetown Radio comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we are a listener-sponsored radio stations, which means we need your donations to stay alive. We just built these beautiful studios last year that we can now sit in and have live music. We have to book it in advance, but sometimes we have an even larger room than here. We can put in like a 20-piece band.
Yeah.
And... So we thank all you listeners for sending in your contributions. That's what helps us do it. And that's what public radio is all about. It's listeners sponsored by nice people like you. And do we have the phones live today? Yes. Okay, so let me give out the numbers where you could make your donation. By the way, you could also go on to www.krvs.org. And there's a donate button. You can actually donate online. But if you're sitting by your phone and you want to do it old school style, you can call area code 337-482-KRVS. That's 482-5787. We also have a toll-free number in Louisiana, which is 1-800-892-6827. And you can pledge online securely at any time at www.krvs.org. And I'm so proud to have Los Tex Maniacs on Freetown Radio for the second year in a row. And I'm a lucky guy to have this program and to be a part of KRVS. And we put our heart into it every week. And this week, I didn't have to put that much heart into it because I brought all the heart with me in the studio today. So what are we going to play next, my friends?
Well, let's change our beat up a little bit. How about a little blues tune?
That sounds nice. We'll be right back. Squeezing every last note out of that box that you got. That was just beautiful, boys.
Thanks, man.
That was wonderful. You know, we haven't even spoken to Noel today. What? So I just want to say hi to Noel.
How's it going?
Tell everybody out in Freetown Radio Land hello, and that you're happy to be in Lafayette if you're happy to be in Lafayette.
Definitely, definitely. It's great to be here and experience the Black Pot for the first time.
We always love to have newcomers come that have never been here so that we can
kind of
initiate you.
Well, you know, Noel here is, he's the new bass player for Los Tex Maniacs. So, he's been in the band how long now, man? Since 2 months, I guess. You started the first gig was Rhythm and Roots, right?
Yeah, that was the first one.
And
so you're brand new.
Yeah.
The other guy, he was with us for a while, but Noel came in. He fit the slot like, you know. Well, you know, he played with us before.
A few years back, you went to Switzerland with you.
Yeah, and I've always admired this guy. He's really highly, highly admired and highly respected, man. So.
Right. Yeah. And the drummer you have this year?
Charlie Torres. Yeah, he played a lot of years with a conjunto guy, Mingo Saldívar. Yeah, so he played a lot of years, did a lot of recordings with Mingo, and did a lot of shows in Mexico and all over the world. They get to go to Israel and Africa. Mingo. So
you want to pass him your mic for just a second so he can say hi? We don't want to leave him out.
Yeah, my name is Charlie. I want to give thanks to this radio station. I want to give thanks to y'all that you're supporting this radio station. And if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be here.
We're
looking forward to playing out for y'all. We'll be here till Saturday, so we got to enjoy.
Oh, yeah. There'll be plenty of enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. God bless.
Thank you, Charlie. And thank everybody out there in Radio Land. This is the easiest Freetown radio show I've ever done. I just get to sit back and listen to some of my favorite music and chat with the fellas. And something makes me think that we should have cooked something up in the studio today.
Chemistry.
So we can really get into the mood for the Black Pot Festival. But I'm really trying to stay low-key up until the festival starts. It's a little hard.
No, we ate the last green chili taco I made on the road. Otherwise, I'd be glad to give it to you, man.
Well, now I'm mad at you because now I know you brought one and you didn't bring me one.
I said, man, I'm going to make some for the road trip, you know.
Right. I'm upset.
You get the munchies on a long drive.
Yeah. So anyway, I have the former co-host of Freetown Radio in the studio with me when I started the shows like 20 years ago. A young Chaz Justice was my cohort and co-producer, and he's one of the guys that's throwing this festival. I just want Chaz to say hello. I'm going to pass him my mic for a second. Say hi to the folks, Chazzy.
Howdy, howdy.
And that's all we're going to hear from him today because he's been sitting here listening to this music, and he's completely speechless. But come Friday night. Now, the Revelers are playing Friday night, and they're going to go on before.
Versus the Pine Leaf Boys.
So it's going to be Revelers versus the Pine Leaf Boys.
Watch out, Wilson.
Wilson, if you're listening out there, you better watch out, buddy. You better wear your best shoes, man, because you're going to get some dirt on your shoes. And then Saturday night, then Chazzy's other band, the Red Stick Ramblers, as I mentioned before, it's going to be their last show ever. As I said last week, we're going to drive a big stake through the Red Stick Ramblers' heart for the last time. But there's no need for tears because there's going to be a lot of happiness and merriment. We're going to bring Red Stick Ramblers past and present, former members of the band. Are all going to be on stage. This is what I've heard. I wasn't supposed to leak it out, but, you know, I'm saying a little bit because we're on Freetown Radio, and what's the, you know, our bylaw in Freetown is no leashes, right?
That's right.
which my dog came up with, as a matter of fact, because he's the mayor of Freetown.
Yeah.
All these blowhards got up there saying why they wanted to be the mayor of Freetown. My dog got up there and he said, no leashes. And he won to a rousing standing ovation. So that's kind of like our theme for Freetown Radio. You know, we have no boundaries here. And besides the Revelers, you guys are the only guys I've ever had live in the studio, because I do a theme show every week, and I play all kinds of eclectic music. I have no bias against any genre of music. If it's good music, I'll play it. If it's bad music, I won't. So today we're more than fortunate to have some, not good music, but great music. And we have Los Tex Maniacs live in the studio. At least we have 50%. The fabulous Flying Baca Brothers, as I call them. Although it's uncle and nephew. So when we get back, we'll play a little bit more some music. How much time we got in there, guys? If you can hold up your fingers and let me know. That's it? 15 minutes. Oh, geez. Then we better start cooking, because I'm running out of stuff to say. All right, so what are we going to play next?
Why don't y'all sing one?
Please.
A possibility?
Tip. Chaz is pulling out his wallet. He's throwing tips at the band. He just added a 20-euro spot in the tip box. Max wants to know how much it's worth. I'm giving you play-by-play of what's happening in the studio right now.
We're going to Canada next month. Cool.
There you go. Nah.
Thank you.
Can anybody use that 20-euro bill?
You could cash it in at the airport.
Good idea. Always thinking there, Josh. All right, boys.
So, let's go back to the old back to the 1930s, you know, when
I'm
actually
with you,
1932
baby.
Was this polka was recorded by Narciso Martinez, and he was one of the pioneers that pioneered this type of music. And I'll never forget this polka, man, was one of my favorites, all-time favorites. And it's on the accordion, it's push and pull, man, so he's in and out on the accordion, so it's a pretty cool piece, man, and it's called Muchachos Alegres.
Cool.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
Oh, man, that was hot stuff. And that tune was from 1932?
I believe that was the year it was recorded. Yeah, actually recorded on Bluebell Records. Or Bluebird.
Bluebird. Right, which was...
I just said I had an ice cream with at the on the way up here.
Yeah, Bluebird was RCA's label.
Bluebird Records, yeah.
Back in the 30s, it had a real pretty label, blue label with a blue bird.
Come on.
They're throwing stuff at me in the studio.
Oh, man.
So we got about, let's see, we got about 8 minutes left. I guess we'll chat a little bit and then we'll go out with some music.
Man, you know, we've had enough talking about me. Let's talk about you, man.
There's nothing to be said about me. I don't.
What do you think about me?
What do I think? Max,
kidding.
I've already written you all those letters and I never got any reply. You already know what I think about you.
Man, I'd say let's give Josh and Noel, let him say a few words. Man.
Yeah, these Josh, how does it feel to be a few blocks from Freetown in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Feels amazing. I love it. Yeah. The vibe out here is so good. Last year we played... Black Pot was my first time in Black Pot, and I learned a lot because I just joined the band, and I was still a little nervous playing with these guys, you know.
Oh, you knocked it out of the park, though.
And I learned a lot. Last year, I listened to a lot of Cajun cats growing up, like Preston Franks, Keith Franks.
Who, by the way, is Preston playing the festival this year? Ed Poulard and Preston Frank will be at... Oh, they're coming on right before you, so you got plenty of time to hang out on the side of the stage and watch it.
Nice. Cool. But I really enjoyed Blake Miller was with, I think, the Red Stick Ramblers.
Blake Miller, the future of French Cajun music, right?
He jammed with us in, he said in Don't Mess With My Tutut in Rhythm and Roots.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, it's awesome to be out here. I'm ready. I'm ready for some gumbo and... A little bit of everything. What are those? I ate about like 15 of them last year. The moon pies?
Oh,
or
no.
Meat pies? Or what are they? Yeah, those were awesome, man.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of awesome food here. Did you eat any gratins?
Cracklings?
Yeah, we call them chicharrones.
Yeah.
Chicharrones,
yeah,
yes.
Chicharrones.
You know, we have a great, I don't want to plug anything, we have a great Honduran Mexican restaurant in town, and when they give you your chips.
Yeah.
They put the chicharrones in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So here they call them cracklings.
There's a little extra lagna up there.
Yeah, those are awesome, man.
How do you say that?
We're making me hungry. Where are we going for lunch after this, by the way?
Man.
Your choice.
You got any songs about food that we can go out with?
Well, we can do guacamole.
Augie Myers does. He's got that guacamole song, man.
Guacamole. No, we don't want to do anything commercial. We need some Los Tex Maniacs music to go out. How many minutes do I have in there in the studio, guys? Does anybody have their headphones on? We got 7 minutes. You told me that 11 minutes ago. 7 minutes. All right, let's play another song.
Sure.
You know, Freetown Radio is really organized, and I really set up the whole show and timed it just perfectly.
I hope they're going to edit this thing.
We don't do any editing on Freetown Radio. I'm
that's cool. That's
dyslexic,
a cool thing about it.
And I often get things backwards, but as long as I got music in the studio, everything's okay. So what are we going to play next? Wait, do we want to speak to Noel again?
Sure.
Yeah. So, Noel, did I ask you if this is your first time in Lafayette, right?
Yeah, it is my first time, and what a better experience than...
Are you guys going to be able to be in town hours before the show on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Noel, I really want you to walk around the grounds and check out what everybody's cooking and the black pots and all of that, because that's what the festival's all about.
No better than food and music, you know?
Better than food and music.
And beer.
Yeah. So listen, we got about 5 minutes left. Noel, it was great to meet you.
Likewise, Roger. Thank
Josh
you for having
and Max,
us.
Thank you so much for doing this again.
Oh, thank you guys, man. Thank you, Roger.
And Charlie, thanks for coming in as well. Chaz, thanks for being my little moral support there on the side, even though you had absolutely nothing to say. But they're going to say a lot this weekend at the Black Pot Festival. I want everybody to come out to the Black Pot Festival, see some amazing music, eat some amazing food. And I want all the listeners out there listening to Freetown Radio. Please, if you haven't supported the station before, please, you can call 482-KRVS. That's area code 337-482-5787. Toll-free in Louisiana, 1-800-892-6827. Or pledge online securely at any time at www.krvs.org. Thank you for listening to Freetown Radio. We'll see you next Friday at 3. We have Los Tex Maniacs. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you,
they're going to go out with a little song. And the next time we see you'll be Saturday night at Blackpot.
Oh, okay. You got it. This song is represents our home state, Texas. And I'm just looking at you, Rod, and I'm there any second. I think you're going to bust out saying, "Say hello to my little friend."
Come on, Max. We went through this last year. You know I'm a peaceful person.
Okay, Mr. Pacino. I'm just kidding.
Let's go.
I love you, brother. You too, Max.
Love you too, Raj. Thank you, Raj. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
On behalf of Max Baca, Los Tex Maniacs, and all the guys. And
yeah.
And it's great to be here again for another Black Pop, man. And we're going to leave you out with the Eyes of Texas.
All right.
Thanks to Roger Cash and Los Tex Maniacs for that great live in-studio performance that we enjoyed here yesterday in the KRVS studios. As Roger said, Los Tex Maniacs will be performing Saturday night. I think they're right before the final performance of the Red Stick Ramblers at Acadian Village here in Lafayette. Black Pot Festival is held every year in the Acadian Village. There are some probably some campsites for tents still available, but we know that there are no more camper sites available, no more RV sites available. So to learn more, you can go to blackpotfestival.com and check out all the acts that are scheduled to perform this year. We have some local talent as well as guys like Los Tex Maniacs with Flaco Jimenez coming up Saturday night. A great festival, lots of music, food, and dancing. The food component is a festival in itself and a very interesting element of that festival. Over the years, several folks vying for the title of best gravy or gumbo and all the categories over there at Black Pot. And the way that it works is people come up and they register for the competition and they start cooking. And as they are cooking, a lot of times they'll cook other dishes, and you can walk around and kind of sample some of their cuisine. And then at the end of the competition, everybody just cleans up whatever's left over. There is also food available at the Black Pot Festival itself from the food section of the festival. So just invite everybody to participate and come on down if they enjoy this kind of music. The dancing, the dance floor is always packed at Black Pot. Lots of people looking forward to it. We've had many visitors here on their way to Black Pot, stopping in to collect their premiums so that they can show the KRVS colors at the festival. So whether you're heading out to the festival or you're going, you know, out and about this weekend, please come by and pick up that KRVS cap or that KRVS mug, whatever it may be. Come on down to the studio. The parking is easy on Friday afternoon, and you can visit with Judith and the folks here at KRVS and pick up that premium on your way out the door. Beautiful weekend ahead for us this weekend in South Louisiana, and you'll want to show everyone that you have taken the time to support your public radio station. If you've yet to do so, call us right now, 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or toll-free in the state of Louisiana, 1-800-892-6827, 1-800-892-6827, or as always, you can pledge online at krvs.org.